6. 6 Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
He's a space nut, you know.
Summer at last comes. The sun's been out all day. Looking out of my window, here in North Manchester now, it's all clouded over and there's a mugginess. Mosquitoes delight. And I'm dressed like Donna Stell from It Ain't Our Fault Mum. Coping with the heat in my khaki shorts and shirt. I've met Donna Stell, actually. He was a little one with the glasses that was always peering from under his pith helmet. Terrible programme in retrospect, but he was a lovely man. Less about him. Who am I? Well, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. I hope you've been enjoying the heat. As of today, for me, it's Wednesday. For you, it's Sunday, most of you. It's been a really beautiful week. Summer has finally arrived. My cat's been cavorting in the garden and generally getting up my nose. And what have I been doing? I've been in here preparing this programme for you lot. Let's see what we've got on this week. That was Calexico, that first song, The Crooked Rose and The Briar. I've decided to focus on a record that I championed at the time of its release, but which I think I should show you all again. The Rough Trade Shops Country Compilation Number 1. That's the Rough Trade Shops Country Compilation Number 1. It's a fantastic disc. In one of my favourite bars in Manchester, the Temple of Convenience, which is owned by a good friend of mine, Mr. Scott Alexander. That compilation has been on the jukebox since it was released, and still people put it on. And because it's not what you'd usually find on a jukebox, people come specifically to the bar to listen to those tunes. So that was Calexico, and I'm going to have two more songs by different artists from that compilation throughout the show. I'm also going to play you three songs that don't go where you think they're going to. We'll call that item the curveball. If you have any recommendations for songs that throw you a curveball halfway through, then you know the address, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. There's a Beckopedia this week. Patsy Cline is the star of that one. And a Desert Island Dish snippet from Paul McCartney this week as well. For fans of our regular feature, it was Moida. I'm afraid there's been a technical hitch, and that's not happening this week for one reason or another. But it's going to be a very entertaining show. Our featured artist this week is the band G-Love and Special Sauce. Two tracks from them between now and midnight. But now, for the first of our tunes that doesn't do what you expect it to, the first of our curveballs is from Michael Neesmith and the... Hang on a minute, where is it? There it is. And the First National Band. This was a song for Guy recommendation in 2010. That's Michael Neesmith and the First National Band. It's called Tengo Amor. And see if you can guess what it's going to do. You can't, possibly. Happy Sunday!
Thank you.
Michael Nesmith and the First National Band and Tango Amor. You didn't guess it was going to go there, did you? That was the first of this week's curveballs. This next tune is a really entertaining, inventive and lovely thing by DM Stith. It's called Pity Dance, and the first time I played it on this programme, music, especially my wing of music, if you like, being quite a small place, the following day, I was in an airport going somewhere, and he approached us, and he said, "Hello, I'm DM Stith, you played me on your radio programme last night." What are the chances of that, eh? We were both going, where were we going? I think we were going to America somewhere. Anyway, if you're listening, it was lovely to meet you, and thanks. This tune's great. Once again, DM Stith and Pity Dance.
I leave it out, the parts I don't like. Oh, I ought to learn, to learn. I ought to learn, I can't please myself every time. I say, bring me some flowers and bring me a landscape of clouds and rain. And let the sky give up her many heavy hammers. Warnings, I'll take a warning, but you are soon. When I left, mommy would wash my body back to you. Shock horror, shock horror, shock horror, hallelujah, to descend again in sweet oblation. Your God's a lion, recently fed, drowsy, and the body, the body, the body, the body, the body, it waits for obliteration. Come on fire, don't leave me waiting for the world to replace me. Replace me. Oh, replace me. Oh,
great. DM Stith and Pity Dance. I love it. Joe DeBank has been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. If you're not familiar with the concept, send in recommendations of a song that you think for one reason or another I haven't heard before, whether it's a version of a popular song or whether it's something that I didn't hear because you live in another country and maybe the band didn't do that well in the UK. Any reason, any genre, just give us your recommendations. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Joe DeBank has done just that and says, "Hi Guy, the other week on the show while commenting on the unseasonal bloody wet weather we've been having in the UK, you mentioned Tina Turner's I Can't Stand the Rain, which led me to wonder if you've not heard the original by the wonderful Anne Peebles." Oh, thank you very much. "I write this nearly a fortnight after you made the comment on the rain. It is currently still pouring down in London town." Well, not today. At the time of making of this programme, London was enjoying the highest temperatures this year so far. How about that, Joe? So I hope you're enjoying the sweltering heat. Mentioning Tina Turner, actually, I once told a lighting engineer of ours that it was Pete Turner, the bass player in Elbow's auntie. Was Tina Turner. I think I just did it like she came on the radio and I went, "Oh, Auntie Tina, have you heard from her?" And Pete picked up the baton and ran with it. And we managed to convince our lighting engineer at the time, Andy, that Tina was Pete's auntie. Ah, the fun you have, eh? The hours just fly by. Here's Anne Peebles, recommended by Joe DeBank in London, and her excellent version of I Can't Stand the Rain.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Anne Peebles' version of I Can't Stand the Rain. I absolutely love it. Thanks to Joe DeBank for the Song for Guy recommendation. Please keep them coming in.
Six Music.
The advantage is that we've been doing it for a long time now, so we sort of know what we're doing.
We all sort of cherish and relish the thought of each other now.
I mean, we're mates. We're always going to be mates. We've had our ups and downs.
This is an opportunity for us to get back together and play some of the songs
really loud.
This Tuesday, join me, Steve Lamack, as I come live from the legendary BBC Maid of Ale studios for a very special Blur show. From four, I'll be taking a journey back through some classic Blur archive sessions and interviews.
It's weird when you actually create something that you have to live with for a long time.
For chatting to the band ahead of their first ever Six Music live session.
Six Music Live.
A Blur special this Tuesday afternoon from four on BBC Radio Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Time for the second curveball tune of the week. If you've been listening since the beginning of The Finest Hour, I think it's about 5 years I've been doing it now, I nearly got run over to this tune once. It's Roxy Music, it's If There Is Something, and by the time you get to the end of this tune, it sounds nothing like it does at the beginning. I find, actually, the first 30 seconds or so pretty cheesy and unbearable, and I only put up with him because I know where the tune's going. Our second curveball is Roxy.
Buddy.
I bet the members of Roxy Music look back on that one and think, when I was young, why did I do that? Yeah, who knows why and how they made the decisions that make that tune such a curveball. Julian Nelson's been in touch with a song for Guy recommendation. He says, hope you're well. I see you like Little Dragon. But I didn't know whether you'd heard Wildfire even by SBTRKT, which features Little Dragon. It's amazing. Cheers from Julian. Julian, I have heard the tune, but I didn't know who it was by, and now I do. See everyone, sharing the knowledge with us all. SBTRKT and Wildfire, and it features Little Dragon.
Rushing the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to sit the line, cause the thrills that run up my back. You must try, nothing else can leave me off track.
SBTRKT featuring Little Dragon, that was Wildfire. Thanks to Julian Nelson for the recommendation. Please keep them coming in, everyone. Educate us. Okay, Nico Case has a voice from hell and beyond. I absolutely love it. This is Deep Red Bells, bit of a curveball middle eight as it goes. And I think Calexico might be her backing band on this tune. Take it away.
Lightning threads spun silver. To suffer long about you. Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lots and early grass?
Love it. Nico Case and Deep Red Bells. What a voice. So I mentioned G Love and Special Sauce were this week's featured artists. Here's the first song from them. There'll be another one in the next hour, at the top of the next hour, in fact. This is called Rhyme for the Summertime. This is a pretty live and spontaneous recording. I want you to picture now a healthily chunky guy sat playing a jazz drum kit, a really far out looking Jewish guy. Playing a double bass, and a very tall, slinky, slender guy with either a rad tracksuit on or some country clothes and coconut oil in his hair, making him a bit Elvis-like. He is Garrett Love, and they are Special Sauce, an amazing three-piece band. One of the best gigs I've ever seen was them at the Manchester Roadhouse, going back God knows how long, 20 years or something. If you want to pick up one of their records, the first album, G Love and Special Sauce, is the one to pick up. And this is a great example of jazz, country, hip-hop, all coming together in a really beautiful, balanced way. Rhyme for the Summertime.
Some rays, sunshine blaze. My eyes are kinda glazed. Came in my coffee, I'm making a call. Wheeling my defensive street with the sex store. So many freaks, sweet spots, cool got some back, girl. I'm that here, yo, lounging in my own world. Your daydreaming girl, think she's a dancer. Like to catch the holster, but my vessel was cancer. I was on my takeout, have my fixin'. Order fried rice, egg roll, wonton, the big chicken. And with the meat, the mat, little cool, relaxin'.
sipping. Sipping wine from the bottle mouth. Fly girl with sauce, bumps all lost. More garbage that's tossed out of the doors and the window. Rooftops and buildings, 25 cents a shot. Auto freaks not a rhyme for the summertime. Straight up back my blue, digging the scene from the streets of you. Cooler on the black dig, looking for some action. I can't rest till I find satisfaction. 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 Can't rest till I find satisfaction. Can't rest till I find satisfaction. I can't rest till I find satisfaction.
The short life of Patsy Cline has been recorded in numerous dramas and documentaries, and it's certainly a compelling story, not least because of the benefits felt by her female successors in Nashville, thanks to her pioneering no-nonsense approach to the music business. But just as interesting are the tales behind her performances, and, in particular, the recording of her biggest hit, Crazy. Patsy was recovering from a near-fatal car crash when she was introduced to the song and took an instant dislike to it. In her first post-accident studio session, she tried, and failed, to record it in the style of its composer, Willie Nelson. Injuries to her ribs were making it impossible to reach those high notes, and the atmosphere was tense as precious hours ticked by, the session eventually ending with an instruments-only recording. However, the indomitable Patsy with her newly healing ribs returned to the studio a week later to overdub the vocal. Not only did she hit every note, she did it in one take and stamped her personality all over the best song she ever recorded. In a radio interview a year later, she was asked about her vocal style and replied, "I just sing like I'm hurting inside." So that's what she meant. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for some. Why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my hold you.
and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
The wonderful Patsy Cline, as chosen by the amazing Beckypedia, and that was Crazy. My Morning Jacket are a band that have toured with our friend Doves. I really love the sound of his voice. I think they're incredible musicians. There's a real spontaneity to it that you only get, with a young band that are playing to the edge of their ability. It gives you some kind of... think of the Stone Roses' first album. People playing right to the edges of their physical ability have this sort of edginess to them, like an explosion going off continually. Somehow My Morning Jacket managed to do it in every record they make. This song's called It Beats For You, and I believe him.
Just believe in you can do.
My Morning Jacket from the album, well, Zed, we'd call it here. I think it's called Z in their Native America. It beats for you. What a tune.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gibby and Co.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Tubby, Aphex Twin, Ian Welsh, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boys, Viv Stanchel, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gibby and Co. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Adventures in Stereo, you might not be aware of them. A little known electronic sort of R&B-ish, no. What would you call it? Anyway, an electronic sort of sample-based outfit. Jim Beattie and Judith Boyle formed Adventure in Stereo in 1994. Jim Beattie was the drummer in Primal Scream before that. And they do lots of little simple two-minute sample loops with a lovely voice over the top. This is no exception. It's called Don't You Worry, Little One. Adventures in Stereo and Don't You Worry, Little One. It's a sweet little tune, isn't it? By the way, if you've missed any of the titles of the tunes or the names of the artists so far on the programme, if you go to my page, Show By Year, you can see everything I've ever played on The Finest Hour. Isn't that amazing? Some friends of mine now, Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. Jenny Lewis is the same Jenny that's in Jenny and Johnny. She used to be the lead singer of Rilo Kiley. She may well still be the lead singer of Rilo Kiley. I'm not sure what's going on there. The album Rabbit Fur Coat that she performed with the Watson Twins is an extraordinary record, and you really should get into it. Extraordinary voice, extraordinary beauty, and extraordinary style. Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, and Happy.
Around the sea,
but I like watching you undress, and I think we're at our best by the flicker, by the light of the TV set. 'Cause I can't remember why I hated you, can't remember why I still do, but I'm as sure as the moon rolls around you that I could be happy.
Stop your messing around.
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Shelter's home, like what I call it. I call it bad health. Some say help themselves, yo, if you got sick.
Yeah, every 100 people, that's a dollars and change. Every 100 people, that's a dollars and change. This ain't living.
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 This ain't living, this ain't living.
This ain't living.
Yeah, this ain't living, this ain't living.
Full of spare change. The doctor diagnosed me as a dome full of bad brain. So toe-to-toe with employers, cause they telling me no. Hooked on prescription drugs, so I stay broke. I run away, but you can't run away from yourself or your health. So I deal with the cards that I'm dealt. Tweedledee-lee, the morning bird sounding sweet. Though I sleep on the streets, I have a feeling of free of society's hand-picked hypocrisy. Mercy, mercy, don't give a damn for me. Mercy, mercy, now what am I gonna eat? Peep through the windows of a restaurant. People eating caviar, $50 on lunch. A hand-me-down meal, full of God knows what. Put it away in my gut, quick, and then I wonder why I'm sick. Brick for brick, I know the city like my handprint. Just a pit in a gutter of a skid row ditch. But I'll survive, the pain lets me know that I'm alive. But I still feel that this ain't living.
This ain't living.
This ain't living.
This ain't,
no, this ain't living.
This ain't living.
This ain't living.
No, this ain't living.
This ain't living.
This ain't living.
This ain't living.
No,
this ain't living.
No,
this ain't living.
No.
Dig my rhythm. Me belly full, but me hungry. Elvis owe me feeling.
Once I start gaming, the taxes start taking.
Cause the government's perfected funk faking.
Breaking me down, striking me down. What goes around comes around, but I keep rising. Seeing through the lies, and the surprise comes when I see myself. The music I felt, I'm on. This ain't living.
This ain't living.
This ain't living.
G-Love and Special Sauce and This Ain't Living. They were our featured artists this week, and the album of the same title is a recommended buy. Go and get it. Buy it, don't rip it off. G-Love and Special Sauce, the album's got the same name, G-Love and Special Sauce. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, this may well be. From Townes Van Sant's Live and Obscure record. He sounds to me like he's been badgered into doing this song. See what you think from his delivery of Talking Thunderbird Blues.
Well, among the strangest things I ever heard, this friend of mine said, man, let's get some Thunderbird. I said, what's that? He just started to grin, slobbered on his face, and his eyes got dim. He says, you got 59 cents? You ain't playing along with this one. You're not either. Well, I said, I got a dollar, but don't be a smart aleck. He said, I ain't gonna spend it on no Indian relic. He said, Thunderbird's not an Indian trinket. It's a wine, man. You take it home and drink it. I said, it don't sound like wine to me. And he said he'd bet me the change for my dollar. Well, we hustled on down near. She told him the guy wanted my ID. I whipped her out and showed him. He got a green bottle from the freezing vault. My friends started doing backward somersaults to the cottage cheese. Sounds pretty serious. This is about as serious as this ever sounded. Well, we took back to his house, started drinking, and pretty soon I set into thinking, this Thunderbird is yum, yum, yummy. I know it's doing good things to my tum, tum, tum. So where you reason when you're on that crap? We got a few more bottles and chugged them down. I pulled myself up off the ground, decided I'd go see my dear sweet wife. She met me at the door with a carving knife. Said, get them damn grape peels from between your teeth. I can see we're gonna have a little misunderstanding. I said, dear, I better get in touch with you later. She said, forget it, you're never touching me again. And I've seen the light and I've heard the word, and I'm staying with the old Thunderbird. The message come from heaven, radiant and fine, and now all I drink's communion wine 6 days a week.
What do you reckon? I think he was talked into it. Townes Van Sant and Talking Thunderbird Blues from his live album Live and Obscure. Let's keep it in a country vein. I'm featuring this week on the programme Rough Trade Shop's Country One is the name of the album. It's a country compilation of lots of Rough Trade Shops. favourite artists. It's an extraordinary compilation that was released some years ago, and I'm celebrating it. Here's the second tune off it this week. This is the Hanson Family with the delightful When the Helicopter Comes. Listen to this lyric. It's humorous and apocalyptic all at the same time. Rough Trade Shops Country One. That was the Hanson Family with When the Helicopter Comes.
This is Six Music.
BBC Radio Six Music Documentaries.
Telling the stories in music that matter.
Available this month, a series of special Rolling Stones documentaries, including the story of the Stones.
Not many people know that.
Jagger's Jukebox.
So I thought what I'd do was just pick some tracks that I like that were popular around the time when the Rolling Stones made Exile on Main Street.
And At Home with Keith Richards.
I mean, Johnny Depp's a hard-working man. Where he finds the time to do portraits of me, I don't know.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Part of BBC Radio Six Music celebrates 50 years of the Rolling Stones.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
I've met a few people now, and I'm good friends with people who've met Paul McCartney. They all say he's a lovely bloke, and I think you can tell he is as well. Here's one of his snippets from his edition of Desert Island Discs.
Well, I don't think there's any need to tell the Beatles story again, Paul, of the films, the world tours, money rolling in, and fantastic sums. Do you remember it as a physically frightening time?
No, not at all, no. I think the physically frightening thing is projected by the media. And I don't mean that in a bad way. They just naturally take the sensational things that happen and play them up, and people read that, and they think that was the whole story. No, I was never really frightened at all. I mean, even when we were getting death threats and stuff on American tours, we used to just take it with a pinch of salt. Mind you, and it was Ringo who actually got the death threat, and I don't think he took it with a pinch of salt. But it was all idle threats.
The crowds must have been pretty frightening.
I never really used to get frightened with the crowds at all. People used to say, you know, wow, it must be, I mean, you can't go anywhere and stuff. But I actually used to get most places I wanted to. You couldn't go down Oxford Street in the rush hour, because you would attract a crowd there. But you could go around all the little back streets and the antique shops and stuff. You never, you get a speed of movement where you just never attract enough. Once the crowd's about 10, you say thank you and you move quick, yes. And you get out, and yes. You sort of learn to slip away from it all.
Back to music. Number six
is a song called Searching. Now, this is one we used to do at the Cavern with the Beatles, and we used to have little groups of fans who used to give themselves little names. There used to be a group of fans called the Cement Mixers, with some other group called the Wooden Tops. And they just make up little names for themselves, you know, being a little gang. And there was two girls called Chris and Val, and they used to sing Searching, Paul. Sing Searching. That used to be the big request from Chris and Val. Sing Searching. So we always used to do this one. It used to be a big request, and it was a big favourite with the group. By the Coasters, Searching. Gonna find her.
Scouser. Amazing. We're celebrating Rough Trade Shops Country 1, which is a compilation album. Again, that's Rough Trade Shops Country 1. This is the last offering from that compilation. The extraordinary and the sadly missed Rainer, who's an amazing player, an amazing singer, and this song's called Life is Fine, atmospheric beyond words. Floors above the ground.
thought about man, babe. I thought I might jump down. Yeah, you may hit me high. You may even see me cry, but I'll be doggone if you're ever gonna see me die for love.
Rainer and Life is Fine from Rough Trade Shops Country One. But do buy Rainer's records, they're a thing of real beauty. Okay, time for another Song for Guy recommendation. This is from Diana in Minnesota. She says, Wandering Star by Polisa, local band from my hometown of Minneapolis. The song is simple, pretty, and has a very haunting quality. Sort of a post-prog indie rock sound, if you will. And it's definitely a mood music sort of song. Anyway, I hope you like it. Cheers, love. Cheers, our Diana. I do like it a great deal. I did a little bit of background. And Polisa are a Minneapolis indie rock band with an electronic and an R&B sound. And the band was founded just last year by Ryan Olsen and Chani Leany. Leany? Lena? Lena? I wonder how you say that. Leany? Chani Leany? Maybe. Somebody write in and tell me how to pronounce her name. Anyway, beguiling, beautiful music from Polisa.
Yeah.
Policer and Wandering Star. Apparently, Policer is the Polish for insurance policy. Okay. Thanks to Diana from Minnesota for putting that one in. Diana, even. Is it Diana or Diana? I'm just having a lot of trouble with my pronunciation. You'd think the BBC would have a department of pronunciation to avoid such things, wouldn't you? Well, it has. I'm just too lazy to use it. Let's have another song for Guy right off the bat. This one is from Jennifer Springham. Hang on a minute. And she says, "Hi, Guy. Hope you're great." Well, I am. "I enjoyed hearing about the Mistle Thrush family nesting near you. How beautiful. I hope they return safely. I see and hear lots of lovely birds in my garden, most recently a woodpecker, which I was quite excited about. My song for Guy is Sparrow by Simon and Garfunkel. It's a wonderful tune. I heard it on one of John Peel's perfumed garden downloads, and after he played the track, he spoke about his love for watching the little birds in Hyde Park. What a sweetie. There are so many sparrows down my road. They make a right racket, but I love it. Anyway, I hope you like it, and thank you for making the last 2 hours of the week most enjoyable. Take it easy from Jennifer." Jennifer, what a lovely EU mail. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, as I recall, quite a sad tale, this one. Yeah, focus on the lyrics in Simon and Garfunkel's Sparrow. Cheers, Jennifer.
Sparrow, who's traveled far and cries for rest. Not I, so the oak tree. I won't share my branches with no sparrow's nest. And my blanket of leaves won't warm a cold breast. The entire idea is utterly absurd. I'd be laughed at and scorned if the other swans heard. And who will take pity in his heart? A starving sparrow. Not I, said the golden wheat. I would if I could, but I cannot, I know. I need all my grain to prosper and grow. Who will love a little sparrow? Unto me, from dust were ye made, and dust ye shall be.
Doesn't go well for the sparrow, does it? What a shame. Simon and Garfunkel and Sparrow, which was a song for Guy recommendation from Jennifer Springham. You've probably heard my sad tale about the Middle East. Not only did I miss the only opportunity I had to see the band because it was their last gig ever, but it turns out they'd never got any of our communications to come and do some gigs with us in Europe, which may have been good for them and would have certainly been entertaining for us. Anyway, this is from an EP called The Recordings of the Middle East, and it's called Fool's Gold, and I think you'll agree, it's gorgeous.
Ready smile can contain the turmoil inside.
From the recordings of the Middle East, that was Fool's Gold. Beautiful. Go and buy their music. Brad. Now then, I think Stone Gossard was in Brad. Let me check that out while you listen to this tune. It's called Buttercup, and it's dated now from the 90s, but all of Elbow loved this tune. It reminds us of a very important time when we were just getting to grips with what kind of band we wanted to be. Here again from the album Shame is Brad with Buttercup.
Why me?
Brad and Buttercup from their album Shame. It's a cracker. They are from Seattle in Washington. They formed in 92. And yes, Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam was in the band. Regan Hagar from Satchel and formerly a member of Malfunction. And Sean Smith, who was also a member of Pigeonhead and Satchel. And Jeremy Toback, that was the band. Yeah, hope that brought back some memories for some more of you. Certainly did for me.
Six Music.
The advantage is that we've been doing it for a long time now, so we sort of know what we're doing.
We all sort of cherish and relish the thought of each other now.
I mean, we're mates, we're always going to be mates. We've had our ups and downs.
This is an opportunity for us to get back together and play some of the songs
really loud.
This Tuesday, join me, Steve Lamack, as I come live from the legendary BBC Maid of Ale studios for a very special Blur show. From four, I'll be taking a journey back through some classic Blur archive sessions and interviews.
It's weird when you actually create something that you have to live with for a long time.
For chatting to the band ahead of their first ever Six Music Live session.
Six Music Live.
A Blur special this Tuesday afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
This next tune needs no introduction, but it's going to get one anyway. Who by Fire by Leonard Cohen is based on an old Jewish prayer and is very, very dramatic. I love it. Leonard.
And who by fire, who by water, who in the sunshine, who in the nighttime, who by high ordeal, who by common trial, who in your merry, merry month of May, who by very slow decay,
and who shall I say is calling?
And who in her lonely slip, by barbiturate, who in these realms above, who by something blood, who by avalanche, who by powder, who for his greed, who for his hunger, and who shall I say is calling?
child, who by his lady's command, who by his own hand, who in mortal chains, who in power, and who shall I say is calling.
The man by whom all lyricists measure themselves, Leonard Cohen. Let's have another one straight away. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. He's heading for that kind of immortal sort of seat among the gods of songwriting, I think. Here's a really good example of how his classic songwriting skills are honed. From No More Shall We Part, this is Love Letter. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
This letter in my hand, a plea, a petition, a kind of prayer. Hope it does as I have planned. Losing her again is more than I can bear. Kiss the cold white envelope, press my lips against her name. 200 words we live in hope. Sky hangs heavy with rain. Love letter, love letter. Go get her, go get her. Love letter, love letter. Go tell. Go tell her. A wicked wind whips up the hill. Handful of hopeful words. I love her and I always will. Sky is ready to burn. Some I did not mean to say. Said some I did not mean to say. Said some I did not mean to say. It all came out the wrong way. Love letter, go get her, go. Love letter, go tell her, go tell her. Bring your kisses down upon me. Bring your kisses down in storm. And for all who'll come before me in your slowly fading forms. Going out of my mind, will leave me standing in the rain with a letter and a prayer whispered on the wind. Come back to.
beautiful. Let's see if we can fit one more in. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Love Letter. And this is my friend's The Acorn. I discovered this music through a listener who recommended the album Glory Hope Mountain. I interviewed Rolf on the phone about the album and discovered that it was all about his mother and her pretty traumatic upbringing in Honduras. It included escaping through Honduras, fleeing Honduras, where she was abused, crossing a swollen river in a flood, and a stranger helping her across as a little girl. This is Rolf singing about his mother as a little girl. It's a heartbreaking record. You should get it. It's so beautiful. The Acorn is the band. The song is Glory Hope Mountain. And I was lucky enough when they toured with us to sing backing vocals on this tune every night. Flood Part 2.
Spread around town by the women in children soon will be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that we spread around town. Somebody said that someone got killed in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, and we could be diving for
That's all we have time for another week. I've really enjoyed myself. I hope you two have as well. You too. I hope both of you enjoyed yourselves as well. Thanks for listening, Mum and my sister. I hope you too have enjoyed yourself. Was that inflection better? Oh, let's not bother fixing it now. Have a wonderful week. Look after each other. Buy your music. It's important. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and everybody who helps me put the show together at BBC North, and thank you so much to the Beckopedia, of course. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, and good night, Mum.
Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The Introducing Mixtape.
Right now.
It's Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is your weekly dose of Culture Clash Radio. Prepared to cross time, space and genres. In the first hour, a lively selection for the most part with cuts from the likes of Dan Deacon, Culture, Rosie Plain, Dr. Mika, Little Dragon, De La Soul and The Monkees. In the second hour, well, you know how it goes. I'll be taking it slow. But to ease us into Monday morning, John Barry's Midnight Cowboy.